Welcome to Professor Bob and Professor Sherry's excellent adventure to France. This is part 6. We're in the city of Nîmes, and this will also be the last of our Roman stops. I know it seems like we've been romaning everything, but this is the last stop for the Romans. We go to the Middle Ages next, and then back to Paris. Now, as we did before, we got up in the morning, walked down to the train station at Arles, and headed off to Nîmes. The walk from the train station at Nîmes to our hotel was a little bit further. It was about 15 minutes. But you have to walk right by the main arena because our hotel is called the Hotel de Arena. And they actually have a little sign on the street pointing you to it. But it is an older hotel. And we enjoyed staying there. It had a little outlook onto a little square where you had various restaurants and what have you, and we ate in one of the restaurants both nights that we were there. It was quite excellent. So as usual, we put ourselves together, got all of our stuff laid out, and then it was decided, what are we going to do? We're going to walk around in the city. Well, what we thought we would do, or we were planning to see the Roman Museum. I had tickets for that for the next day, and then the arena, Colosseum-like object, that we would do that the next day. And then do some other things. So we opted to do a couple of things that were just, let's walk to them. One of them is called the Castellum Divisorum. And what this is, it's the Roman water distribution center for the city of Nîmes, where the water from the Pont du Gard aqueduct and the spring at Uzay comes into the city of Nîmes. There aren't very many of these in existence. It has 10 different openings, depending on how much water comes in. Certain areas always get water, but if there's more water than normal, then you can distribute it to other areas. They also have such a situation where you can make a change and the water will then flush the sewer systems through the city that the Romans had built in addition to providing water. So it's not very far away. It was supposed to be, according to our map, 800 yards. So we walked to it and I thought, you know, we'd have a whole big archaeological setup. And basically, it was just probably about 50 feet by 60 feet with a fence in one area. You couldn't actually go into it, but you could see it really well. In the neighborhood, right next to a university. And so that was fun. I took lots of pictures of that because it's very unique. And I'm going to do a video on the water system in this area when I get around to it, after I get ready to start doing other shows. So we're there, and it didn't take very long. We seemed to be in pretty good shape. So then we opted to walk to what is known as the Tour Magna, which is the highest point overlooking the city where the Romans built a tower. Now it's about 90 meters high. And it's at the top of this hill, which actually is at the bottom, is where the Temple of Diana and the spring that originally provided water for the city of Nîmes was located. And we'd already been there. The question was, could we make the walk up the hill? Sherry's back was bothering her quite a bit at this point, but we took our time and we walked up and the view was spectacular, and you can get a better view if you go up the tower. And then we found out something. Neither one of us brought any money with us. We had everything except cash. No paper money, no credit card, not even coins. We had gone out of the hotel with our passe sanitaires and our ID, but no money. So we couldn't go up the tower and get pictures. But it was still fun walking up. The park was just stunning. So then we walked back down, went to the hotel, and walked around, looked at the different shops. We're looking for some tourist stuff for the kids. And we go into one of the big souvenir shops. And of course they have the t-shirts and they have all kinds of stuff. And I turn around the corner and they have gladiator figures. Now that's not unusual. But these were Lego gladiator figures that I had never seen. So I looked at them and they were like basically $4 a piece is how it translated. But if you bought the whole set of 8, you could get it for 20 euros, which would make them even cheaper. So I thought, well, I can't beat this. So I bought a set of them and I would give 4 of them to one grandchild and 4 of them to the other. Well, I determined that I wanted some too, so I went back the next day and bought 4 more sets of them so that I could use them for a Colosseum gladiator game that I've been working on. So that was kind of kind of funny. And of course, the other thing about that is in the last topic on Arl, when I showed pictures on the History According to Bob Facebook page, I showed a picture of a poster talking about the Roman weekend. There is a weekend in the fall, I think it's at the end of October, where they bring in reenactors. Hundreds of Roman reenactors. They do gladiating, they do marching, they have all sorts of stuff. There's a big Roman festival held in Arles and Nîmes. And that was kind of cool to see these figures. So there were lots of gladiator items. And the next day when we went to the Roman Museum, when I'm looking through the gift shop, they have more gladiators and Roman figures. But they also had for sale a large Roman galley. Now, those galleys haven't been for sale for 10 or 15 years. And I didn't ask if they had any because I couldn't figure out how to get them home. But they had some other figures that we ended up. I think I bought a set of Cleopatra, Julius Caesar, and something else that came with it. So it was really interesting the kind of toys that we had. So we got a good night's sleep. We didn't have trouble finding food this time. We went out a little later and a really nice restaurant. And we ate there, sat there for about 2.5 hours talking with people and the lady who was serving us and having a nice time. And the next morning we get up and the first stop is the Museum of the Romans, which is supposed to be really good. And of course, we've seen lots of Roman ruins and statues. And Sherry will tell you that somebody asked her the question, what was her favorite Roman statue? And she would probably say the last one. So we go in there and this is supposed to be a high-tech museum as well, and it was. But with COVID, do you really want everybody with their fingers touching everything? They had a way around that. When we checked in, they gave us our tickets. They gave us a little plastic envelope, and in it, each one of us had a plastic, looks, it's about half the size of a chip that you would play poker with. On one end, it had a protrusion with a rubber tip. So anytime you needed the trigger, the computer, you just simply tapped this device onto the screen and it worked and it was stunning. The museum is also known for its models. So it had lots of models. They had mosaics, they had statues, and they really followed the history of the city of Nîmes from the Stone Age all the way up through the Roman period. So we spent quite a bit of time in there taking pictures of all sorts of different things. And then went outside, out back afterwards, and sat in the garden, which has some of the Roman ruins. Now, one of the things that people ask about is, when you're in Nîmes, why isn't there a Roman theater? Well, they discovered a Roman theater, but they decided they would just keep it covered. So it's been covered over, but they could excavate one if they needed to. So at that point, Sherry's pretty tired, and so I'm going to go and do the arena myself. Now, I alluded to this when I was talking about Arles yesterday, and that is they have bullfighting, but it's different. So I gave you the Arles version, which is usually what you hear most about, where the bullfighter is supposed to grab something that's been, you know, strapped to or taped to the forehead of the animal. Well, in Nîmes, it is the center of French real bullfighting. They do the other version certain times of the year, but they also import bulls from Spain and fight to the death. So that's it's also a little bit bigger arena. So I went to the arena. It's a little bigger and walked around and you could get out onto the surface. You could go out. So I went down on I took a video of what it would be like to, as a gladiator, to walk down, go out the gate of life, out into the middle of the arena, and then took a 360 degree view around. But again, I didn't say I'm Spartacus, and there weren't a lot of people there to begin with. But I wandered around. I went up on the top, took pictures of different buildings from that vantage point. And it had basically a little bit bigger size than what the one in Arles was like. And the story goes that after Arles built their arena, the people of Nîmes kind of leaned on some of their wealthy people so that they could have one too, and they just built it bigger. But it was pretty stunning. And again, they are used for all sorts of different things. Rock concerts, the regular bullfighting stuff, the modified bullfighting. They do all sorts of events there, and it's the center of the town. So that was quite fun. We wandered around and went to the parks, did other things. So Nîmes was very nice, and the weather was great. You know, we had the terrible rain when we got to Avignon. But in this area, which is by the Garonne River, you have a meteorological event called Mithril. And it's a wind that blows down out of the mountains and sweeps down the river. And it will blow out bad weather usually ever so often. So you don't usually get a lot of full rainy days. And after the big rain that we'd been through in Avignon, we didn't have any more the rest of the time we were in Provence. So that worked out pretty well. But we've now finished our Roman aspect of the tour. The next day, we are going to be going to my favorite place, and that is Carcassonne, the great fortress city from the Middle Ages, well known for its attempt to save the Cathars during the Albigensian Crusade. So that's where we'll be going next. So we spent the night in the hotel, got up the next morning. It was a little earlier trip to Carcassonne. I had been communicating with the hotel. This is the only thing that irritated me, is they send you information, said, do you need this, do you need that? And it goes, do you need to have us arrange a taxi for you? And I said, yes, twice. Once when we got to France, and one 2 days before we left. And of course, we will arrive in Carcassonne, and there's no arranged taxi. But fortunately, there were plenty of them to deal with. So we're going to get a workout wandering around the castles next time. So I'll be putting up pictures of what I was talking about tonight. But Nîmes was really a fun place. It was much more modern. Actually, the police station was right next to the tourist souvenir place. And on the other side of the circle around the arena was the Palais de Justice, the court system. So let's just say that there was very little crime in that area. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as I said, we'll be going to Carcassonne next. So thank you very much.